Rel Graham on ABC Radio, South Australia and Broken Hill.
First today, very big event is happening in Cairns over the weekend. It is so big, South Australia will be represented by a team of 87 members. And right now, these members are meticulously preparing for this big event, preening, shampooing, having a little bit of a nail trim, because it is the Australian National Budgie Regar Championships. That's little Sunny, the budgie, singing away for you there. Aren't they beautiful? 1300 160 222 to all of the budgie enthusiasts out there, be part of the conversation today. In the lead up to the championships, they're shrouded in secrecy. In fact, there is a media blackout that is in place right now. So I feel very privileged to have with me Troy Holmes, who is the president of the Budgie Regar Council of South Australia. Troy, thank you for coming in.
Narelle, thank you for having me on the program.
Let's just hope that neither of us get into too much strife for having this conversation. I'm sure you'll manage to keep us both honest. So tell us more about the media blackout. What can and can't we talk about?
We're not allowed to talk about whose birds have made the team. We're not allowed to talk about any varieties that we've managed to get into there. There is obviously 87 birds heading up there, so 29 different classes, three representatives from each class as the state reps. But I definitely can't tell you if and how many birds I managed to get into the team. It's kind of a little bit like if you know bodybuilding at all, the Dorian Yates. He used to be called the Shadow, and he'd turn up to events. No one would know how big he'd got beforehand. He'd hide in the shadows and sort of disappear behind things. Right now, we've all seen who's been winning shows across Australia. So you've got Ian Hunter winning over in Victoria with Cinnamons. You know, you've got Eric Whitten winning in New South Wales, and you've got all these guys winning around the place, and we're all dying to know if their birds are in the state team. But it's very, very protected business. The birds will all arrive up there on Thursday, and the carers will obviously bring them into the facility, and we'll get a quick glimpse of them then. But the judges themselves, they're not even allowed on social media. So they're
protected. Yeah, very, very protected. And what's the logistics of getting a budgie from South Australia to Cairns when there is this secrecy around everybody's entry?
They're very well hidden in their travel cages, obviously very well looked after, but we're flying them up with Qantas. A couple of people have asked me if they're flying up themselves. You know, 3,500 kilometres to then put on a beauty show is going to be a little bit difficult, but no, Qantas has taken care of them for us. They'll be flying them up to Brisbane and then obviously on to Cairns. And yes, we've met with security at the airport to bring them out, so wow. They're very much dignitaries.
It's big, isn't it?
It is big.
It is big. And they could, of course, handle the 3,500 kilometres. They could handle the flight. It's the baggage. They can't carry their own bags if they've got to fly that far. I'm sure that's the problem. Troy Holmes is with us, president of the Budgie Regar Council of South Australia. Are you for real in that people shampoo their budgies ahead of this competition?
Absolutely. So I think you'll find most people are spraying their budgies with a little bit of lukewarm water and giving them a shower every single day in the lead up to the weekend just gone. And obviously about 3 or 4 days out, you actually stop doing it. So the idea is that you're getting the budgie to use its own oil preening gland and to sort of pull on its feathers and give itself a beautiful sheen, but at the same time you want the rest of the bird to be clean. So we've started that process again. So I actually ran here today from shampooing, so I'm the bottom half of me still all wet.
What do the birds like being shampooed?
Oh, if it's nice warm water on a day like this, they're all over it.
Really?
Yes. Oh, they love it.
And you're spraying it, because in my head, like, I don't know, I've only ever washed a dog and a couple of children. But, it's a different process. You don't spray them with water. They're dunked in it. So you're not dunking them completely into water. It's spray.
Not at all. So it actually has to be a super fine light spray.
Oh.
So we're looking at the size of the molecules of the water to make sure that they're super fine landing on the bird, because if they're too thick, they're actually going to pull down the feather, and I guess the feather doesn't sit out correctly. So we are.
There's so much to this.
If you imagine that old insurance ad where the guy's washing his car with bottled water, it's a little bit like that.
Oh, well, bless them. They deserve it. And do they make a little noise because they're happy when they're getting shampooed?
Oh, look, I don't know that they're making too much noise while they're getting it done, but they're certainly living their best life, getting lathered up and cleaned and goodness knows what. But all the chirping stops on Saturday. There's obviously a lot of talk goes on in a budgerigar circles and a lot of competition. Last year, South Australia talked a big game about trying to finish up in third place, and we just missed out. We finished fourth, I think, by about 7 points. It was 350-357 against South Queensland.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all the talking stops on Saturday. It'll be a big day.
And, yes, we're hiding them in the shadows. Like, who's the bodybuilder you mentioned?
Dorian Yates.
Dorian Yates. Okay. We're going to take a call from Stacey and Cleve. Then we're going to find out more about this competition without getting into any trouble because of the media blackout. So there's only so much we can say. But Stacey from Cleve has a budgie story to share with us. Hello, Stace.
Hello, Narelle. Happy Monday. I don't know if I can beat that, though. I just think that's incredible.
Isn't that beautiful?
I don't know anything about the intricacies of budgie care. I know that my brother-in-law, he used to exhibit chooks, and he would dye the top-notch bit for the Adelaide show, pink and purple, and they were the little fancy pants of the show, but nothing to do with veggies. Anyway, Clapham Primary School, Adelaide, loved the place.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Kelly, I think she was just such a great teacher, and she had budgies, Narelle. I'm not sure whether the York Health and Safety world let you have a school pet anymore, but I know schools have those dogs, well-being dogs. Well, Mrs. Kelly was way ahead of it. It was like a well-being budgie. Anyway, it would just fly around our classroom, and there was one boy, he trained it to, like, sit on his head, and we would be in the spelling test, and this budgie was just sitting there on his head, and it was really normal, you know, as you do when you're sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what its name was. It was green. And, yeah, good old Mrs. Kelly.
Aren't they adorable, Stacey, budgies? Well, thank you. Lovely having a budgie flying around the classroom, sitting on the heads. Your budgies that are entered into these competitions, are they pets as well? Like, do you teach them to talk and do other things and interact with your family, or are they beauty queens?
They're actually a little bit of both. So mm-hmm. I have to confess, my first national win, my son, actually, it was a bird that we'd brought home out of the aviary, and it was a baby at the time, and its parents had decided to have another nest of babies, and it got kicked out. And so we hand-fed the bird. And my youngest son, Thomas, at the time, he would have been, I'm guessing, 8 years old, decided this was his budgie, and he rode it around in his little Ghostbusters car around the house and had all this great fun with it, taught it to talk. And it was actually a very good pedigree bird. So it was bred from two really good birds. And as it grew on, I said, you know, this is actually a really good budgie, Tom. And he goes, do you think I can go to the Nationals? And foolish me, like at the time, I'd never won a national title before. It's a really big deal to win a national title. There's a Hall of Fame for budgerigar breeders. So if you can win seven of them, you end up in there. And Tom says, you know, if it gets to the Nationals, and that year it was in Penrith in New South Wales. And I just said, sure, you know. As you do as a father.
Of course.
And, of course, the bird, it goes to the Logan Shield, the South Australian selection that was held, obviously, on the weekend, the equivalent one of that back in 2018. And, of course, the bird wins. And I thought, this is interesting. And he's like, so, Dad, you know, can I go to Penrith? You know, I said, look, you know, if it wins, mate, you know, you can come up. They'll be doing more celebrating than just sending you to Sydney.
Yeah.
And the way the classes work, you have normal green and grey green are the very first two on the day. So it's a Saturday, two different parts of the event, and then a Sunday morning. So three completely different groups of birds. And it's the first one up. And the judge looked at the bird, and he's pulled this face, and he's shown this area talking about the modern feather on the bird, and they've grabbed him and they've taken him to number one. And I've just gone, and people are looking at me, and I've gone, oh, my goodness. And I've thought, and everyone's going, Troy's freaking out. And I'm like, no, I'm freaking out about how I'm going to get Thomas to Sydney. He's at home alone with somebody looking after him. But thankfully, it was the 20 longest minutes of my life, and he did win. And Thomas's brother graciously brought him up. Of course, Thomas being Thomas, decided he needed a limousine transport from the airport to be the quality of the birds. Turned up in his suit, and the first thing he said to me is, "Dad, when are you going to win one?" Still reminds me to this day.
That's wonderful. Troy Holmes is on your radio, president of the Budgerigar Council of South Australia. So we've got these championships that is coming up this weekend. 87 birds representing South Australia. How many birds in all at this championships?
So there's 7 states and zones that compete. So if my maths is right, 29 classes, 21 birds total, so 7 states and zones, 3 each, should be about 609 birds.
And who are the teams to beat? You mentioned that South Australia talked a big game about wanting to be third and ended up fourth. Who takes out those top spots?
Victoria is opting here for a 7 in a row. They are very, very dominant. They've got a lot of fantastic breeders over there. The Jeffrey Leongs, the Ian Hunters, the Ellen Rose, the Peter Thurns of the world. These guys are all Hall of Famers. Here in South Australia, we have one Hall of Famer in Kokoski and Rice, so a partnership. But New South Wales is also extremely strong. So we have won it back in the 1980s, I believe. I think we've won it a couple of times. But Victoria is definitely the dominant state to beat.
Yeah. How are they judged?
So we look at deportment and style and flair. And then we also look at variety. So for most of them, it's a 60-40 split. There is an exception. We have these crested ones that have a very fancy hairdo, and you get 35 points for that. But the bulk of them, it's 60-40 based on 60 being the deportment. So what he or she looks like, how they stand there, how they throw their head forward, how they address you. And then the other one is the variety. So you're looking for, particular markings to be there. So like on a grey wing, for it to be a full intensity colour, for the markings to be right. And obviously things like the shampooing brings all of those out. For the albinos, we need them to be pure white. Yeah. So, you're cleaning those things to make sure that there's nothing on them at all, and got the hairdryer out to make sure they're in absolute pristine condition before they go out.
Oh, so even get a little hairdryer. I love that. How many generations, roughly, does it take before you end up with a bird that you think is worthy of being a national championship?
I've been breeding birds since about 1987. It took a 10-year break from 95 to 2005, and I won my first one in 2018. I've won now 4 of them in total, so I'm halfway to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But it's definitely generation-wise. It's like pedigree horses, really. You're looking at particular features that you've got on a bird, and then you want to bring other features in, but you don't want to lose that particular feature. So for me, I've been working really closely around one family of birds since 2016. So we're 9 years into that now, and they're producing really good, consistent quality birds. So probably a good 9 generations, I'd say.
Wow. Yeah. And you've been doing it since 87.
Yep.
Well, it must keep you young.
Started when I was 11.
Well, good on you. How do you think the South Australian team will go?
Oh, look, I hope we do really well. We're putting in a lot of extra effort this year. So typically the Victorians will work with their birds the entire week this week to get everything meticulous. So when they arrive on Thursday, everything's great. And all the other states and zones on the Friday, they're very, very busy getting everything done. So from Friday, from 6 in the morning till 5 at night, we're absolutely flat out. Whereas Victoria, they're already done. They've done everything they needed to do. So this year we've actually coordinated. Some of the guys are fortunately working afternoon shift, who are our bird carers, and some are taking time off. And we had one guy who's come over from the York Peninsula, from Maitland, and he's staying. And we've been working on the birds all day today, making sure we get them right. And we'll do that again tomorrow and Wednesday before they ship out Thursday morning.
And what sort of age are these birds?
So that's a good question. Budgies only get one chance. It's one and done. So you're only allowed to show a bird at the national titles that was bred in 2024. And so we have close-coated rings on them that identify that they were bred in 24. So right now we're breeding the ones for next year's show. But we've had lots. I mean, there's so many, we call them heartbreaking stories. You know, I had a pied a few years ago that dropped a couple of feathers. Never gets another chance. Can't go back.
Yeah.
So, and look, for every national winner, there's 100 people with one of those kind of stories. So It's definitely challenging. You've got to be able to get everything right. You've got to get the birds to molt at the right time. You've got to get all their feathers prepared, you know, and things like the drought that we've had this year has really, so it's prolonged when the birds go into the molt. So a lot of the South Australian birds are only just coming out of the molt now. So our team in that regard, I can tell you that last year we had 429 birds at our show. Yesterday, we only had 355. So we're down about 80 birds on what we'd normally see. Fortunately, we're up on exhibitors, so participation was better. We're definitely growing as a hobby, but the person who might have brought 20 birds along that day only brought 6 to 8 birds because of the feather condition. Been a challenge. So we don't know how that affects other states. Obviously, Queensland's had a lot of really seasonal weather this year.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing storms lash Sydney. So they're obviously not spraying their birds outside today. So it'd be a little bit chilly up there.
We wait to see what happens. So nice of you to tell us all about it, and all the best for the competition this weekend.
You.
Thanks so much. Troy Holmes there, the president of the Budgerigar Council of South Australia.
This is Narelle Graham on ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill.